One. A few weeks ago, well, 3 months ago now, I reckon, I got sick with what turned out to be COVID-19. Even now, COVID-19 sounds to me like one of those software things I don't understand. I don't understand it, even though I know what it does. Two. I spent 5 days in isolation, in the bedroom, asleep. I slept like I'd been drugged. I've never felt so exhausted, so fatigued. Three. One of those 5 days, as I found the energy to stand up, to go to the bathroom, it crossed my mind, I might be about to die. It didn't bother me, but I felt profoundly depressed that I wouldn't be around for Arthur, my 5-year-old son. I've never felt sadness like it, but I wasn't crushed. It was as if my mind was protecting me. I considered again the incredible human capacity for straightforward denial as a form of self-defense. Four. On day 6, I turned a corner and had a strong sense I was going to be okay. Part of me felt disappointed, as if I couldn't even get sick properly. Another part of me reasoned that such an emotional response had something in common with wanting to have a broken arm when I was a kid, because it was cool. Five. I thought I would get better fast, but that was just more stupid thinking. It took weeks, during which I just had to sleep immediately, several times a day. I was sleeping like my dogs, the same patternless system. Six. I had several conversations with very supposedly religious people, men and women, a range of ages and backgrounds, who told me I hadn't been sick. It was just the weather. Seven. My sense of otherness deepened. Anxiety worked harder against me. I was tired at midnight, but wide awake until 4 to 6 a.m. for weeks. Eight. I started running again to fight back. I fell badly twice within days. I kept on training. I now feel fine, but the anxiety is yet to learn how to take defeat with good grace.